This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Names you may not know who have a say in your money. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get an update around midday on how the U.S. Central Bank plans to continue propping up the pandemic economy. Fed decisions affect every woman, man, child, and probably pet in America, influencing the cost of borrowing, the pace of hiring, rules for banks. Well, who are the deciders? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer follows the Fed for us.
So normally there are seven governors, but right now there's a vacancy. The governors are appointed by the president. They have to be confirmed by the Senate. One of the board members is the Fed chair. Of course, at the moment, that's Jerome Powell. There are two vice chairs. One is Powell's backup. The other is the vice chair for supervision and is basically the Fed's top banking cop.
Now, if one isn't chair or vice chair, what's the portfolio, the remit?
Well, all of the Fed governors are voting members of the Federal Open Market Committee. That's the panel that meets eight times a year to set interest rates and monetary policy.
And Nance, I caught your key word, though, earlier. There's a vacancy on the Board of Governors right now.
There is. Plus, the current vice chair for supervision is Randall Quarles, and his term as vice chair ends next month. And then there's the big one. Powell's term as Fed chair ends in February of next year. President Biden has to decide whether to keep Powell on for another 4 years or appoint someone else.
Right. It's like the Nobel Prize. There isn't an official short list, but names are talked about for these positions, including that of current Fed Governor Lael Brainard. Tell us about Brainard.
Right now, she heads four of those Fed committees I talked about. She voted against the rollback of some of the banking regulations and the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. I talked to people who know her and have worked with her, and they describe her as a centrist or a moderate Democrat.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer watching the Fed there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, more than 50 companies, including Lyft, Yelp, and Bumble, have signed a letter opposing the new Texas anti-abortion law. The law bans abortions as early as 6 weeks and allows abortion opponents to sue providers and anyone who, quote, aids and abets women getting the procedure. These companies argue the policy is bad for their businesses and their workforces. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
As the CEO of the Austin-based real estate startup Ojo Labs, John Berkowitz says in the past, convincing tech workers to move from pricey coastal cities has been an easy sell with its music scene, its food.
Heat in August is the only objection that I've ever consistently got.
But recently, he's heard new concerns.
Is this really a haven for innovation and living a better life and making the world a better place? Or am I going to like a restricted society?
Berkowitz signed the letter, one of many tech leaders who say they're concerned about the new law. Richard Alm at Southern Methodist University says Texas is transitioning from an oil economy to a high-tech economy.
This is social policy, but it also has a labor market component.
Big tech companies, Apple, Google, have moved in.
Getting enough labor and the right kind of labor.
So if highly skilled workers don't see Texas as a cultural fit, he says it could hamper that growth. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
We should do the numbers. The huge property developer in China that's been teetering, scaring investors the world over, did figure out how to pay some of its debt that's due. The Evergrande story is not over, but the Dow future is up 217 points now, 0.6%. S&P future also up 0.6%. Yeah.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Checking up now on hospitals in lower vaccination states overwhelmed with COVID patients. Today, Tennessee, here's Blake Farmer of WPLN.
Inside the hospital in rural Bolivar, Tennessee, a crisis is unfolding. The modest medical center usually only keeps two or three patients overnight. Now it's averaging a dozen, half with COVID. And CEO Ruby Kirby says they're staying for a week or more.
In normal time, we would be able to get those patients out to a higher level of care.
Those on ventilators need to be transferred to hospitals that have critical care units in bigger cities, but there are no openings nearby.
We're managing them, but it is putting a strain on the system.
This is the pandemic hospital capacity pinch. Patients are backing up within the hospital system, and the surge caused by the Delta variant is causing more problems than previous surges. Even larger hospitals don't have all the capabilities that could help.
It's hitting patients completely differently. They are getting so much sicker, so much faster.
May Rice is a traveling ICU nurse working in a Georgia hospital that doesn't offer a high-level life support known as ECMO. It's the last step beyond a ventilator when a machine oxygenates the blood outside the body. Her hospital has to wait on those ECMO beds to open up elsewhere at the few medical centers that have the specialized staff.
There's only so many ECMO perfusionists. There's only so many ECMO-trained nurses.
And even some of the biggest medical centers find themselves in a bind, not because they're out of beds, but because there are no more nurses available. Dr. James Shimaye is chief operating officer of the University of Tennessee Medical Center with more than 500 beds.
There's only so much that we can do. And as you start to see the writing on the wall as far as sicker patients in the ICU, that's why we need the community's help so much.
The plea is for people to get their COVID shots. In Tennessee, unvaccinated patients make up nearly 90% of COVID hospitalizations. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
And Idaho hospitals are now searching for beds in other states in the West. In Idaho, less than 45% are fully vaccinated, compared to 64% in neighboring Washington and 61% in Oregon. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.